Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yeah, we're on fire, all right. We're burning some bridges, Dr. K.
Oh, yeah,
we got a lot of callers, though. You want to take some more calls?
Okay,
come on, let's go,
to
it. 800-313-9443. And as we mentioned, the books here that he's offered, three books, three different titles. Get two, buy two, and two more free. How's that? Four books for the price of two. And Dr. K, how can they get these books? What's the total cost in America? And let us know right
now. It's going to be $55 for this. That's the two books plus the postage and handling. You'll get four books. And that's at 1-866-618-2503. Leave me a message if you're confident. Leave your credit card, your address, if you want, if I need to call you, whatever. Just leave the information, okay?
Right. If you don't want to leave your private information, it's understood.
Yeah.
He will call you back, leave your number, all right? Okay, let's take our next call. Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred. You're on the program.
You wanted more information about the London bombings.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be pretty concise. I have an excellent memory. I remember that when Netanyahu was warned not to go into the London Underground.
Yep.
Yeah.
His office issued a non-denial denial.
Yeah.
Basically, he wasn't accurate in his denial. It didn't refute the accusation. The second thing was that the blast, you may have covered this, I'm not sure, but I remember seeing a photo of the blast damage to the car, and it indicated an exterior explosion. That was not refuted.
Yes.
The third thing was the video cameras that are around London, they all have six-digit serial numbers at the upper left-hand corner of the white digital serial numbers that indicate the number on the camera. There were none for days and days as they kept repeating these obviously faked
they were
photos.
That's right.
And I mean, I could go on and on about let me briefly jump to World War II. You have the Cordell telegram, you have the Winston Churchill telegram to Roosevelt, extremely close to the date of the attack of Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which you know, I don't want to go into all the details, but those have come out. And of course the Churchill telegram came out, a diplomatic wire came out on World News, you know, that overnight program they used to have about more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then you have the Roosevelt instructions that have recently come out that were at least two times that have come out. They were extremely explicit about their strategy, which was not to take any action and to allow an attack. So it's a common strategy to get an entire nation.
And you think about it, if the Jewish people or the Zionists were so beat up in World War II as they claim, then why in God's name could you create an entire state and displace 4 million people? And by within 2 or 3 years after World War II, get whatever you want. How could you conquer at the same time that you were being conquered?
Excellent point.
Very suspicious. Very suspicious.
Well, you're doing the very same thing.
I think
that
I have no choice but to give our third caller a book.
Wow.
He really, with the digital thing, I knew about it, but it was a good reminder, so leave your address.
Oh, good.
Well, you lucky stiff. Three in
That's
a row.
It,
all right, almost.
That's it. And then I got a bombshell to add to what his good
okay,
wisdom.
We'll be right back. Now, plenty of time to talk. We'll be with you on the lines when we come back. Dr. K, my guest. The Real Truth About 9/11, Wrongly Blamed is the book. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run, because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
So we have enough doubts, at the very least, raised about Mr. Bush's neocon war now, that we can clearly see a matrix here being created, the same one that was created, as Dr. Kay said, in World War I and II. And there's no question you see the hidden hand of the Zionists behind each of these wars. And
definitely,
isn't it ironic that, you know, after they got their base established and Joe Stalin was allowed to enslave Europe in World War II and also extend it to China, you know, they told us, sure, how terrible Japan was in World War II, when Japan never wanted a war with the United States any more than Germany did.
No.
And yet, here, because of men like George C. Marshall, who all of a sudden forgot what took place the day that they knew Pearl Harbor was about to be attacked. Here was a man with a genius IQ and a great memory, all of a sudden couldn't remember what happened that day. He was the one who said, with a one stroke of the pen, I have disarmed 39 divisions of the nationalist Chinese, leading to the greatest enslavement in Asia, not Japan, not the Japanese invasion of China, but the total and complete communist takeover of China by Mao Zedong and his gang. You see, this
Thank
was
you very
hidden
much,
hand.
A European cartel.
There
you know,
go.
The Chinese would have been fine if we would have treated them in normal trade and did good business with them from the beginning, but instead we went in there and sacked the Imperial Palace, when they refused to submit during the Opium Wars.
Yep.
And destroyed that 2,000-year-old historical palace, just like they destroyed the libraries in Baghdad. So when you talk about burning books, don't be saying that the Islamic did it or the Prophet Muhammad. Don't be going there. It didn't happen.
Absolutely.
We got our Arabic numerals, our algebra, our arithmetic, our geometry, our trigonometry, our medicine, our pharmacy from the Islamics. Don't go there, people. Yeah, it's not true.
I mean, here's the again, the enslavement of the world, the establishment of new bases of perpetual war, fighting these
bloodfire wars. You know, who do you think sold out the industry here to China? It was these industrialists, man, you know.
You see the hidden hand. I see the hidden hand behind all of this. I wonder how many people still entertain doubt because they refuse to believe the obvious.
I like to create American industry. You know, and that's what we should be doing. Just like the Iranians are trying to survive over there, the Iraqis are saying, would you please just let us be?
Mm-hmm.
Let each country build itself up. And don't hemorrhage $150 more billion dollars to leave a sliver of land where there aren't any Semites there anyway. The Semites are all dead.
Well, the scriptures tell us who the enemy is. The scriptures tell us exactly where we're headed. And this one world system can only be created for the benefit of Satan and his legions, Dr.
Yeah,
K.
I agree with that.
Jerusalem is indeed going to be the headquarters of this system, this beast,
of the beast
system. And isn't that what's happening every day? Now, the brand new book by the head of the Jerusalem Center of Public Affairs, Dory Gold, one of the most radical extreme Zionists, saying, we are threatened here in Jerusalem by Islamofascism, and therefore we cannot cede any, quote, Jerusalem territory. It must remain the undivided capital of the state of...
You can't have Islam fascism, but you can have Zio-fascism, and you can have
Kamo-fascism.
You can have a kibbutz fascism because it's communist.
Yes.
Islam isn't even democratic.
You can get away with anything when you run the media.
You know, Islam is liberal. It says there will be no coercion in religion. Yep. There will be no force. There will be no killing of the innocent, period.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
kill the innocent, you go to hell. Finished.
And, you know, we're going to go right back to the phone. But again, I can't emphasize enough the ridiculousness of these stupid talking head neocon talk show hosts who continually raise...
Zionist, but the name is really Zionist. See how
Dr. K, here they are playing this game, this scaremongering tactic, you know, over and over and over again. And you know and I know that if all of the Islamic world is such a threat, my God, we've got enough Muslims in this country now to totally tear it down.
Sure it
and
does.
You know that not one of them has been implicated, truthfully, in 9/11 or in any real
crime. There you
crimes.
Go. Nor in spying, and nor have you have do you have any Iranian Muslim or just American Muslim that's in the prison for taking...
But Israelis have.
There you go.
Our good, reliable ally in the Middle East. Huh? With friends like that, who needs enemies? You remember when the high priest said to Pilate, crucify Christ, crucify him. What did he say? He said, he's one of yours, he's your master, you do it. And they said to him, we have no master but you.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying the same thing to America. You are our patron saint. We would never, never
we would never,
do
never.
To
and
harm
yet,
you.
Yet the Quran says that Jesus has been it has the Holy Spirit, Ruh al-Qudus, that he is the Holy Spirit, yet that Quran describes the virgin birth in detail, yet that same Quran holds Jesus and Mary as high as you can hold any being.
Now, what does the Talmud say about Jesus?
Well, this is not complimentary.
We really shouldn't say it on the air.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
Let's take the next call. We've got Roger in Arizona. Hello, Roger. Hey, Roger.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Speak up.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. I've got two questions, and I'll make it quick. What is the correct spelling of Khazars, and where did they originate?
They were Mongolians, okay, primarily. You need to go to rents.com and go on the Benjamin Friedman Jewish defector 10-pager.
And how do you spell
Khazar? Is Khazar.
Okay. And Exactly who was this Benjamin Friedman, and when did he die?
Benjamin Friedman, death probably 1970 or so. He was an attaché to Woodrow Wilson. He was very, very close with the Zionist movement.
He was an insider.
Obviously.
Yeah, he's an insider in that movement.
What made him defect?
He was a very super intelligent fellow, first of all. He had a very, very high intellect. He analyzed this. He did not think it was productive to the Jewish people. He also defected because he saw it as a violation of the original Mosaic law.
I see.
He found it to be a violation of moral law. That's why he abandoned ship.
Did he play any part in the Kennedy administration?
He played a part in almost all powerful administrations, but his biggest part was Woodrow Wilson.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
He was older by that time.
Well,
he gave one of his final speeches in Washington, D.C., which is posted on that website.
Yes, I heard John Stadtmiller read from that speech last week, and I was dumbfounded.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's, it's a very well-done speech. It's very, convincing. And quite frankly, it's all documentable. The fact is, people, the promise was made at that time between the Zionist powers in Britain and Europe and Lord Balfour's group through the Rothschild Empire. I mean, you're talking about a billionaire in 1910. That guy's pretty powerful.
I see.
And he put the squeeze on Britain, and they brought America into the war. Now, I think it was about 1 million Americans died. I mean, who knows how many?
No. What in which war?
World War One. How many died?
It was actually a quarter of a million.
Quarter of a million. Okay.
Died, not those that came back maimed for life, but just those who died. Mm-hmm. A quarter of a million.
So Wilson never took any of his advice, I gather.
No, Wilson did not take any of Friedman's suggestions. He took the pressure from Brandeis. He succumbed to the pressure. Also, remember the Lusitania was shot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the evidence is that Churchill had a hand in that.
Mm-hmm.
Churchill?
Yeah.
Really?
Where he leaked the information either to the Germans or who knows what, whether it was sabotage.
He was already being groomed for Buckingham Palace, so to speak, for World War II.
Churchill was a very big Zionist man.
Dr. K,
yeah.
Have you ever heard anything to the effect that Churchill may have had a hand in Mussolini's demise?
I would imagine he would have. He had a hand in everything.
Look at what he had a hand in with regard to Dresden, and look at what he, in fact, actually commissioned for Eisenhower to do at the juncture of World War II, taking Hamburg and taking Dresden literally, and saturation bombing, carpet bombing of civilians. It was an act of genocide, which if Germany had won the war, these men would have all been hanged, and rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah.
Churchill, Eisenhower. All of them.
Vile thing. The bombing of Dresden is even now looked at as a war crime.
So it is.
So Churchill, all in all, really was a scoundrel.
Churchill was a Zionist agent who worked with the Zionist powers to move towards the establishment of Palestine. Here's how scoundrelized he was. The war he was keen on perpetrating because it favored the creation of a Jewish Palestine.
I see.
That's how deep he was in it.
I appreciate all your info.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much. By the way, we should also mention, Dr. K, that this same Winston Churchill had previously heaped tremendous praise on one Adolf Hitler for the remarkable recovery that Hitler brought to Germany following the First
World War. Because these industrialists were profiting back and forth from the sale of weaponry,
from the sale
of chemicals. And Churchill was for sale.
But I mean, how many people who've heard the words of Churchill in World War II ever heard those words of
my fellow Britons, my fellow, ignorance
back.
Is the kiss of death.
You got it. Be right back, Dr. K. We'll take more calls. I'm Rick Adams. fascinating show as always. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hey, we're back with Dr. K. Another great program tonight. I like the way it's flowing, Dr. K.
Yes, I think so. I think so. And I found some beautiful facts to support the previous caller.
Good. Go right ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Give them to me.
Mr. Churchill was to give way to a frenzied and puzzling bouts of mass dislike. There was a reflection through sympathy of the siege mentality of the United States, and at least one eminent American professor was driven to write a book in which he elaborately proved that the reason for the delay of the Second Front was that Winston Churchill was in close and secret accord with Adolf Hitler for the prosecution of the war against Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the middle of it.
Both sides. Playing
and
both
this
sides.
This is the very monumental Christopher Sykes crossroads to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just... There's just so much to talk about.
Oh, my God. You know, there's no end to it.
Next here he was. In don't you think he could have been capable of sinking the Lusitania? Or being, if he's going on British radio saying we have to be vigilant, and he's talking to Adolf Hitler.
Well,
Doesn't it sound familiar? Well, and
that sound familiar today?
Yeah, sure, slightly.
What just happened the last two decades?
Slightly.
With regard to Iraq and how the United States set up Saddam Hussein for the fall.
There we go.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling to think that it's in your face, it's all there before you on your screens, and yet there are some people who still refuse to believe it. My friends, if it happens, it was planned that way.
I told you that Churchill's mother was Jewish, whatever it was. He was, we can say 30 or 40% of Jewish desire, okay, whatever that means. He said, you ask me to repudiate the declaration to immigrate European Jews into the Arabic
Balfour
country.
Balfour Declaration.
Mm-hmm. And then he went on to, quote, enlarge on the right of European Jews to a national center within their ancient homeland. Well, that wasn't their ancient homeland because they were the Khazars.
Absolutely. They never originated there.
No.
And yet here they are claiming something that did not
exist. Belong to
the
them.
Counterfeit again. See, when Jesus was using the word hypocrites, the word hypocrite translated is counterfeit or instead of actor, performer. These are the things that most people don't know. The word hypocrite doesn't just mean do as I say, not as I do. You're a hypocrite. You do one thing, say another. No, Jesus was saying they were imposters. They were pretending to be of the house of Israel when, in fact, they were the enemy in the camp.
Yes.
That's important to understand the real words of Jesus.
Right, and Churchill was called by Christopher Sykes as reckless.
Mm-hmm.
He had one agenda, which was the establishment of a Zionist entity in Palestine. And so since he regarded himself as a Zionist, the war effort, what it did was it created an opportunity to drive German and Romanian Jews. Don't you understand? Mm-hmm. Within 2 years of World War II, there was a Jewish state. Now, the Jews had an army. The Zionists had power. They had ammunition, and they had the numbers to conquer a country in the middle of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do that if they're an oppressed race? Explain to me.
It certainly couldn't happen from Germany because Hitler had a pact with the Jews, with the Zionists, to go into the Palestinian area and fight the British. That was the whole strategy.
That was part of the strategy.
The yeah.
Mm-hmm,
so, again, that should put the lie to this story about the so-called Holocaust that's been perpetrated. I'm not saying that certainly innocent Jews were not killed.
Well, but you have to open up the subject because why is everybody bucking it so much? If it's so obvious. Obviously true,
it should be debatable.
Obvious.
Anything else is debatable. Why not that? Amen. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in before the break. Glenna in Ohio. Hello. Hi, Glenna. You're next, Glenna.
Counting one, two, three.
Are you there, Glenna?
She's gone.
Is this Glenn or Glenda? What was it, Ed Wood, the legendary horror schlock horror director?
I think so.
Maybe it's Glenda or Glenn. I don't know. All right, well, evidently
she
is not there. All right, who's the next call? We have another call lined up, or should we? Let's take the break. Let's take the break first, and then we'll give the number right now before the break, 800-313-9443. Those of you frustrated can get through right now. There's a line available for you talking with Dr. Kasem Khalil, Wrongly Blamed. That's one book. The other two books that he's written, The Words of Muhammad and The Arabian Connection. All three of those books are available. Take four of them by buying two for $55, and you get the other two free, including a second copy of Wrongly Blamed, Who Is Really Behind 9/11. How's that? All right, Dr. Kate, does that sound kosher
exactly
to you?
That's exactly correct. That's correct.
If I may use the word.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we're really having some interesting fluency here tonight.
Yeah.
Because there's so much that we are going over for a reason.
But the knowledge is valuable.
They need to hear repetition. They need to hear new facts, but repetition is important because it doesn't quite sink in the first time.
No, it doesn't quite sink in. And we need information. It's for our souls. It's for our hearts.
We need accurate, truthful information, something we're not getting from the so-called mainstream media.
No.
That's for sure. All right.
We have beautiful people in America, and they're interested in learning more.
We'll take a break. Be right back with you and those of you who have a question or comment for Dr. K. Rick Adams, don't be shy. We'll be right back with our final half hour of the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Indeed, we are back for new time listeners, and we've been getting a lot of new callers. The number 800-313-9443. And, well, we missed Glenna. She dropped off, but we have Susan
from
Tennessee.
Just a second, though, Mr. Rick.
Yes.
I promised a bombshell.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes.
The London
bombers. I hope it's not going to hurt now.
Yeah. The second group of London bombers.
Yes.
The alleged bombers, yeah. But the second group actually did set off some sort of bombs. In fact, because one of them admitted it. The only admitted bomber in London is a Zionist agent by the name of Addis Isaac. Addis Isaac is an Ethiopian Jew that was brought into Israel with the big immigration, and he was converted to a Zionist Mossad agent.
Uh-huh.
He admitted that he did set a phony bomb in the second, because nobody got hurt with those, and he is actually 100% Zionist agent. He was, and we've not heard anything from this, but he was imprisoned in Italy, and they interrogated him and found out that he was working for the Mossad.
That's
a definite,
you?
And that's in the book.
Now we have the German government naming names in George Bush's CIA for taking a German citizen and torturing him, claiming he was part of Al-Qaeda. Now the Germans are demanding extradition, demanding they be brought to Germany to stand trial.
Definitely.
And this is just the man was complete, on the case.
Yeah, the man was completely innocent. And remember that Brazilian that was shot before we go to the callers?
Yeah, right in England.
They thought he was Isaac because they didn't want it to get out that Isaac was Jewish Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that would, you know, demonstrate that Netanyahu and Gileani and all of them were creating this to get a world war.
That gave them more distraction and cover, absolutely.
Yeah, so they killed, they thought the guy was the wrong guy. They killed him. And everybody's got the pictures. And they thought he was the Jewish guy.
Shot him right in the back, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's take Susan now in Tennessee. Hello, Susan.
Hi there.
Hello.
Appreciate your taking my call.
Thank you.
You were talking about World War II and Churchill and all the other things. I have a question. What about the connection between Bush and the giant oil corporations, W.R. Grace, I.G. Farben?
Farben,
Yeah.
Well, you mean Grandpa Bush and so on.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
George,
were doing...
George Prescott.
Yeah, he was doing a lot. They were all the New York bankers, the Bush cartel. They were all trading in weaponry and in, you know, fuel. They were making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Kuhn-Loeb and company.
Kuhn-Loeb, absolutely. So, you know, one thing came out of one corner of the mouth. Look at Dick Cheney with all the billions that they put into the pipeline. It didn't work out the way they wanted. Central Asia, they've invested heavily. They weren't getting the money in. So they sent the mercenaries over, including our young people, to protect the monopoly. That's all it is, period. And also keeping the Israeli entity as a wedge from preventing the Islamic people from getting their own identity and taking over their own countries. After all, it is their land.
I mean, yes,
it would be like saying, would we allow the Muslims to come here and take over the Arctic Reserve? You know, come on. Give me a break. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with a book called The Devil's Chemists?
No.
Yes.
Went out of circulation, I think, in 1953. I have one copy. I know a couple of girls that have another copy, but it is absolutely amazing if you could possibly
get
your hands on it.
I'll try to get one, God willing. Thank you for that.
I have heard of it. It is a good book.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
It's interesting.
Eye-openers. Yes, indeed, Susan.
I have a book here that describes the business contracts that occurred in the building up of Germany.
Really?
Yeah. And it was all U.S. corporations. Yeah.
Well, now, the IG Farben Corporation, as you know, their plants were protected during the bombing, the so-called Allied bombing.
Yeah.
They were Jewish-owned plants,
yes,
the Farben family.
True.
You know,
but
this
guess who funded them?
Well, it was the New York Wall Street cartel.
Thank you.
Well, they're the same ones that financed the Bolshevik Revolution. You got to remember that.
Same people.
The same group of international bankster gangsters.
That's how the Jewish cartel becomes very wealthy. They're set for wealth in war and strife. They own the gold reserves. You know, so if they can get gold to $1,500, $2,000 an ounce, if that means to create a proxy global war, they'll do it.
And then deflate the price of gold after that.
Yes.
You know, it's
and then
amazing.
Collect the gold and, you know, the whole routine.
Right, exactly. All right, thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much.
There's more information for you.
See how intelligent the American people are out trying to put the pieces together.
Absolutely. 1-800-313-9443. Do we have any other callers ready to go on yet? Charles in Texas is on. Okay, hello, Charles. You're on with us.
I have a question. I heard somewhere on the radio that the Islam got a lot of health information from the Greeks.
Yes. Yes, it's true. The Greeks produced a pharmacopoeia, about 750 herbs. When the Islamic overtook those areas, what happened was that the Prophet Muhammad had said, search for knowledge though you go to China, which in a camel or a horse would be a long way or on foot, right? So, seek knowledge. It's your obligation. More important than even worship. It's a worship to seek and learn. And so the caliphs, rightfully so, said, well, you know, we've got the Syriacs here, we've got the Christians, they're all in our empire, we're all here together, let's all work together. And the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims, particularly the Christians and the Jews, translated because they knew the Syriac, they knew the Aramaic. They translated these texts into Arabic. So they had a big stimulation because, you know, there was great knowledge in those ancient empires. And then they codified it, improved it, added to it. They made a pharmacopoeia, for instance, of 2,400, which was almost four times the Greek one. So all of these societies, the Hindu society produced the mathematics, the Islamic took the Hindu, but the Hindu came from the Babylon, and the Babylon came from the Pharaoh. You know, so it all kind of works together. But the Islamic did a very good turn for us, because here's what Brefault said in his Making of Humanity, who I quote in the book that you'll get in the kit. Brefault said that there would be no European science if it wasn't for the Islamic Empire. We wouldn't have trigonometry. We wouldn't have broken through the Roman numerals. We wouldn't have algebra. We wouldn't have pharmacopoeia. Wooten says that the entire science of modern pharmacy came from the Muslims of Spain. He proved it by archaeological excavations in France. It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The connection. You know, the word algebra is from al-jabr. The word, for example, arithmetic comes from al-Khwarizmi. The compass that we use in the math classes when we spin around and make a circle is made by Abul Wafa, who was, I think, Baghdad. And he also made the ruler that we use for straight line. It's interesting. It's important.
Now,
we have
now we're prepared to bomb into the Stone Age, another Dresden through Iran.
We got out of the Stone Age because of these people.
And here we are, willing to take tactical nuclear weapons, other bombs. We're talking about the HAARP program. Earlier we were, you know, hinting about it. And all of these other programs that can be used to destroy human life of people that have never harmed us. There's never been a provable threat to the United States by other peoples. Yet, the people that run this government have done more harm, more killing, more butchery to our own people than any outsiders, except maybe
the Israelis. If you're going to attack somebody, think about this. Somebody tried to blow up the George Washington Bridge on September 11th, 2001,
yeah,
and we caught them.
I know
them.
Who was, too. Who
they
was
were
that somebody?
They were Israeli illegal nationals. They were caught. They were put in solitary confinement.
And then what happened to them, Dr. K?
Chertov and his group of goons got them released.
And sent back to?
To the Zionist
Israel.
Entity.
Now, you know, here we go. We've got a bunch of dangerous, fanatical Zionists, a clique, running the very department which is supposed to be protecting America from
the enemy. They're running it into the ground.
They're the ones that are in control. I mean, the foxes are guarding the hen houses.
You got that right. They created the Federal Reserve, and the IRS is the Israeli Revenue Service. Give me a break.
Absolutely.
Good God.
Charlie, are you still there, Charles?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. Yeah. We don't want to drown you out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. You brought to mind another question of a physicist who said he could undo radiation. He was on the national news in the paper, and then he disappeared. Do you know anything about
that?
Who was this? Do you know
I can't even remember his name.
When was it?
2005 or 2006.
Look, let me tell you, he's right. I've treated Chernobyl victims, many of them, successfully. If you get into some of my other books by my other pen name, and you get into, a lot of people recognize my voice. Give me a break.
That's all right.
You get into the book, The Natural Cures for Health Disasters. All right? And in there I tell you exactly how you can survive, unless they drop the bomb on your head. But if you make it, I tell you what to take. Now, selenium, wild oregano, juice of oregano, especially juice of oregano, oil of oregano, lots of things are in that book. And you need to study that, because if we don't listen, you'll see potentially a bomb go off in this country.
Well, what's the best way of doing that, to get all of your books, Dr. K?
Well, you call that same number.
Yeah.
That same number. You call, and if you want the book on nuclear irradiation protection, and you call. call that same number and you'd let me know.
What about one, is it just a catalog of books?
I don't have one. Maybe I no, I've got one. I've okay. got one. Leave your name and your address. 1-8 I do have one. 1-866 This is just a brochure, but it works. 1-866-618-2503 hopefully the Iranian people are listening. They need to take selenium. There's a product also called Nuke Protect, very effective. Also, Juice of Oregano, which is in the Bible. The Bible is a beautiful book that has a mention of purging your body. Purging your body
hey,
with
what about,
oregano.
What about this ethnic bomb the Israelis were revealed to be working on a number of years ago by the London Daily Sunday Telegraph?
Sure they were.
And they were exposed, and immediately the New York Times, immediately, like somebody stepped on their sore toes,
yeah.
screamed anti-Semitism. Here with Mossad
with Semitism, there's no
agents.
Semites.
But here they were working on an ethnic bomb that would
kill the
only
Semites.
Arabs.
Yeah,
the
to
Semites.
Kill the Semites.
What does that tell you? That it wouldn't harm them because they're not Semites.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, there's the biological gene structure, and that's why I was telling you last
they're
time.
They're already using poison gas on those people.
Right. They don't yeah. have the same genetic makeup as others on this planet, Doug. They're, we don't have the same father.
All of you, all they. Of you, all of you should get the DVD Gaza. It's just G-A-Z-A.
Mm-hmm.
You will cry. Your heart will feel. You must get it, and if you can't get it, I've got a bunch of copies, and anybody that orders the kit, I'll let them have one of those, too.
Wow, all
they,
right.
If they order the kit.
The four books for the price of two. How can you do better than
you
that?
You know, then I'll put the film in there with it.
All right.
I'm not, you know, to me, this is, everybody needs this information. You have one little lady listening tonight. That is buying them and giving the books to
yeah.
strategically to people. You have a country of 300 million people who think somehow that they've got to, that it's their religious duty to support Israel. Now, is it? Can you prove it?
Well, which Israel? Again, we're talking about two Israels now.
Well, the real Israel, fine.
Right.
Fine, the real Israel, the family mm-hmm. of Zechariah and John and Ishmael and Isaac. And
Isaac and Ishmael and Abraham and Jacob.
Let's support the real Israel. Where is it?
Well, I know it's not there in
it's
Palestine.
It's probably more in the mosques of the downtrodden in Gaza than it would be in Israel.
Yes, yes.
Good God, people, use your sense.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, thank you for the call, Charlie. All right.
Hey, give the number again, please.
Okay.
The number, you got to all get this because I'm going to give you the Gaza DVD.
Write it down now. Write it down as we
start. Right.
Anybody that orders a book, at 1-866-618-2503. I have 20 of those Gaza videos, or DVDs. 1-866-618-2503. I want you to have it.
Give that. You're going to
I'm going
to
give it to them
in.
If they order the kit of books.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And you know what? The proceeds of what comes in are going to be used partially to help us.
Partially to help our. And if you want, donate an extra. If you donate an extra $5 or $10 for the DVD, then I'll give it to the RBN.
Yeah,
it'll be like it. It won't. I won't take anything of it.
And Dr. K has been a wonderful supporter of ours because he does believe in free speech. Praise God for him. Praise God for people like him who are still left in this great nation. We still have many of you saints out there like Dr. K who are concerned, who are doing the right thing, and who truly are blessed with the resources, many of you, to do some things to help others get the word out. All right. Thank you, Charles. We appreciate your call. Who's next on the line? Who? Ben in New York. Hello, you're on with Dr. K. Hello, Ben.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
How are you?
Pretty good, Dr. K.
That's good.
Dr. K, I sent in my order, and I'm calling just because I heard you saying about the DVD Gaza.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Would you include that with my order, Dr.
Yes,
K?
Yes, I will.
Thank
I'll
you,
do
Dr.
that.
K.
Yeah, no problem.
And make
there.
Sure you call the number and state that because he
yeah.
gets a lot of calls.
No, I sent
are you
in
Ben
a note
Suarez?
Along with the
Mr.
order.
You're Mr. Suarez, right?
Yes, Dr. K.
Okay, so I'll remember you. You're going to send yours by mail.
Good.
I already did.
Okay, I'll alert
good.
Them, but it wouldn't hurt to call the number and remind me so when I pull the messages in the morning.
Very good. And one last note, Dr.
Yeah.
K, even though I don't remember all of that history, but, you know, Dr. K, certain countries in Europe did teach their students about what you mentioned about the Arabs. I myself am one. I was born with a Dutch nationality.
Oh, right.
I went to a European school back in my little island, and we did get that message that you so eloquently said about the Muslims.
Isn't that fascinating? Because here in the United States, we were told they were camel drivers and fanatics when we were bringing up here in this country.
Right, right. But, you know, Dr. K, that's why I always, I'm always grateful to the European Dutch culture, because, you know, they gave us a lot of insight.
They were international culture, the Dutch. This is why.
Yes, and
we are ethnocentric here.
Yes, yes. And
we don't have passports. Most Americans never have been outside of the country.
I was going to tell you that, Dr. K. Look, Dr. K.
Like George Bush. George Bush never visited Iraq that we know of when Saddam was in power, yet he said he knew more than Saddam. How do you like that? Thank you, Ben. We'll be right back, Dr.
Okay.
K. The final segment. Stay tuned. Rick Adams will be returning in just 3 minutes.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.
Any more calls,
on the
Mark?
Republic Broadcasting Network.
Close. All right, we're back, and we've been talking about 9/11, but we've also been talking about the adjuncts to 9/11, Dr. K, and how you just can't get away from certain aspects of the Israeli groups that are operating freely. both within and outside of the U.S. government.
Definitely.
That have a track record of terrorism.
Dov Zakheim had complete control over the Pentagon Treasury and, what, $3 trillion or was it 70? Mm-hmm. I guess somebody said $70 trillion.
Yep.
I don't have all those details, but I do know that Dov Zakheim has, and I have a big appendix on him, mm-hmm. was involved with as the CEO of Systems Planning Corporation.
That's right. That's right.
Now
directly implicated into 9/11.
Yes, because that's the remote control technology Triada Corporation, which mm-hmm. Already uses remote control to take planes over many hundreds and hundreds of miles.
In your book, it's all in your book. People need to get the book. I mean, you know, you put aside a few dollars now and again and buy something that you're going to be able to refer to.
Zakheim called for a, quote, catastrophic and catalyzing event in order to pursue their agenda like a new Pearl Harbor. And I'm quoting, and I'll put the quotation marks to you now, quote, catastrophic and catalyzing event.
As
in other words,
yes.
You get everybody to wave the flag,
mm-hmm.
get people to, you know, young men to, remember that football player he signed up, you know, mm-hmm. go fight the enemy?
Tillman, yep.
Yeah, and that's what they did.
And then, you know, just like they said, it's those dirty Japs that attacked America.
Same
it's
garbage.
Those dirty Muslims
yep.
that attacked
Same
America.
Same garbage. Bad guys.
These
and all
guys are masters of deceit. They're evil. They're satanic. They want all-out war, and out of war comes their new world order, comes their plan for peace. Worldwide peace. And what did Jesus warn you about? What does the scripture warn you about? The man of sin who will come bringing peace to the world.
Right, right, exactly.
In order to make that omelet, you've got to break some eggs. That's the example I use repeatedly. That's what the dialectics of the New World Order is all about. And these are the diabolical focal points of that dialectic. These people, Chertoff, number one at the top.
Definitely.
He belongs in prison. He belongs in a gas chamber. He is the kind of guy who is selling America. Look what he's done with our borders. Look at what he's done. His agency has helped to prosecute these two border patrol agents who are defending America from attack when this guy sits there in Washington, is in direct contact with the Israeli government constantly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're being sold down the river from within, ladies
Definitely.
And gentlemen.
1,000%.
Well, Dr. Kidd, we're just about at the end of the program. We haven't got time for more calls, but I'll tell you what. Again, I'm going to give that number so people can remember. You graciously came on tonight, took 2 hours out of your busy schedule, and you can't always do this. I know you're a man who's traveling a lot, but
yep.
let's do that one more time.
The number, 1-866-618-2503. This is the last chance you'll have for the 2+2 plus the Gaza DVD. It's $55. Make it simple, people. If you want to send a money order, we'll have to get you to phone me, you know, leave me a number, or leave your credit card.
And you'll get back to them. People, don't be afraid to leave your number. Don't be afraid to do that. He'll get back to you. Then you can confide in him your credit card number, whatever you want to do. But order now. Because we're not going to be able to continue this offer after this show, all right?
Yep.
And it'll help RBN. It'll help
chance.
Me.
Yep.
Dr. K, I
all
hope
right.
to do this again soon. God bless you.
Okay.
Be safe, and we'll talk again.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Tomorrow night, the dynamic duo returns, Tim Goodness and Rick Adams. Lots to talk about. And, hey, maybe we'll have a chance to get into our theme song that someone brought up last night. You join us tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, right here. I'm Rick Adams. Good night, and Yahweh bless.